you may remember Paul, we're going to turn back to Conor McGregor and the trouble he is in New York. You might remember Paulie Malignaggi. He's a sparring partner of Conor McGregor, but he's also something of a nemesis. He's been incredibly critical of Conor McGregor in recent times. Well, he is joining us now just to give us his take on what has happened in New York. Paulie, thanks for joining us. Just start by telling us your reaction to the scenes we saw involving Conor McGregor last night.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I was kind of surprised by it, just like I'm sure everybody else would be surprised by it. I don't know. I mean, it is not the first time in the past 6 months that he does this, right? I mean, he jumped in the cage at Bellator like a raving lunatic, and jumped in the cage, pushed the referee out of the way, and did whatever he did then. Then he had that huge barroom brawl, right? Was that the other incident he had? Was the barroom brawl, I believe? You know, now it's this. So I don't know. I mean, what do you think I should think?
Well, I suppose there always is a certain bit of gamesmanship, and you know how the game works. There's always a bit of kind of macho
of course,
posturing. This would seem to go a little bit further than that, throwing trolleys at handcarts at buses.
I think these three incidents that I've mentioned, definitely, I think go a little bit past it. Listen, the gamesmanship is always there. I think Conor's really good at the gamesmanship to a degree. You know, I think we've passed the line to be drawn, though. Like I said, when you're jumping in the Bellator cage in a fight that has nothing to do with you and pushing referees out of the way, stepping over a knocked out fighter and pushing the referee out of the way, as if it's all about you, it's a bit extreme. Getting into barroom brawls, a bit extreme. And now I think today, you know, picking up guardrails in a Barclays Center, picking up chairs in the Barclays Center, throwing them at the bus and everything. I'll tell you like this, okay? I'll tell you like this, because I've told you how I describe Conor's character, okay? Conor is all big and tough until you get in his face. And then when you get in his face and you push him back and you put him in an uncomfortable situation, he's quiet as a mouse. Okay, so here's the problem with Conor McGregor. If he wanted to do what he did today, he didn't have to start throwing guardrails at the Barclays Center and throw stone chairs. You go with your crew, you go to the hotel where the buses are going, and you meet everybody at the hotel. And then when they get off the bus, you meet them. If you really want to fight, that's what you do. You see, there's ways of doing it. If you just want to put on a show and you want to wreak havoc and put on a show and put everybody else into a situation where it's difficult, then you do what Conor McGregor did today. It's not, he doesn't actually want to do anything except get attention. But it's a bit extreme now because it's inconsiderate to other people. When you're picking up guardrails and throwing them in the Barclays Center and chairs and whatnot, you know, this is a public space. You know, people who hold events here, you know, there's workers that have to clean all that up. You know, it's now, you're now going above and beyond this, where the situation needs to go.
How will this play, do you think, in the U.S.? Because he is a big name in the U.S.
I'm not really sure how it's going to play. I'll tell you what, though. He didn't really want to go find Khabib Nurmagomedov. If he wanted to go find Khabib Nurmagomedov, he would have met him at the hotel.
Okay.
Conor didn't want anything to do with Khabib Nurmagomedov today. He didn't want to do anything to do with him at the hotel. He didn't want anything to do with him in the cage. This wasn't about gamesmanship. This is about just putting on a show to keep himself relevant. The problem is now he's a bit too excited when he does these things. It's now going past the point of even respectfulness. You know, it's just very disrespectful. In the past 6 months have been very disrespectful in general to the people that he's done these things with. You know, and it's a bit extreme. It's somebody, you know, he's not a little kid who's acting out of a temper tantrum. He's a 30-year-old man, so it's not like he doesn't know any better.
Would you still like to fight Conor McGregor in the ring?
If the opportunity presents itself, yeah. I mean, it's like free money, you know. Why not? You know what I'm saying? I'm not here actively pursuing it, but it's, of course, it's an easy fight. You know what I'm saying? It's an easy fight. Guys like Conor McGregor in boxing, you know, they're like a piñata for boxers. You know, it's like free money. You know, we did 12 rounds sparring. I wasn't even in shape. You know what I'm saying? We did 12 rounds. You know what 12 rounds is? I probably wouldn't last 12 rounds with Katie Taylor if I was in that kind of shape that I was in when I boxed Conor McGregor. You know what I mean? I was out of shape, showed up to camp in the 12 rounds with Conor McGregor. That goes to show you how bad, literally what level of bad he is at boxing. So, yeah, of course, it's just a simple fight.
Okay.
Even if I'm, not only if I'm 37 like I am now, even if I'm 50, it's a simple fight. But, you know, whatever.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Paulie Malignaggi, thanks indeed for joining us.